are listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta live.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, God bless you. Welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. This is the radio broadcast for Victory International Praise Ministries. Thank God for each one of you tuning in today. We're always excited about the Lord. We're always excited and thankful for the opportunity to proclaim and declare the word of the Lord. I'm sitting in the studio today. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan. Just thanking God also for our Victory International Praise Ministry leaders, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr., Pastor Teresa Robinson. So we thank God for the men and women of God that make it possible for us to be here. Victory is a ministry that loves God and loves people. Today, I just want to talk for a moment, a few moments that we have, about the subject, Help, I'm in a Battle. Help, I'm in a battle. Because in life, Jesus said we would encounter trials, tribulations, offenses. We would encounter what he encountered. So sometimes we find ourselves going through circumstances, situations, unwanted, undesired. What do we do? How do we deal with it? So from that topic, Help, I'm in a Battle, I just want to share some maybe reminders for us all to not faint, to not fret, to not fall out in the midst of the fire, in the midst of the furnace. There's so much we can glean through the Word of God for going through trying times, and sometimes, just for a minute, go with me. Imagine Daniel and the Hebrew boys being thrown into the fiery furnace. Think about it. Daniel in the lion's den, the Hebrew boys thrown into the fiery furnace. Think about it. They were in a battle. But how did they respond? We can learn from their lives, and we can utilize the wisdom God gave them in our own situations, in our own lives. When we look at them, they continued to glorify God. They continued to praise and make their boast in him. They continued to stand their ground in faith. They continued to proclaim the word of the Lord. They continued to declare who he was. They continued to declare him as God Almighty. They continued to declare his power, his might. They continued. And so that's a tidbit for us. Help, I'm in a battle. But don't lose your faith. Don't forfeit your faith. Yes, maybe the fire has turned up. Yes, maybe you are in a den of hungry lions. But guess what? The Holy Spirit of God dwells in you. When we're saved, born again, believers in Christ, we have God on the inside of us. So greater is he that is inside of us than whatever it is we're facing in the world. So we cannot lose hope today. We cannot lose our minds today. Come on. I permit and have the mind of Christ. I permit it to be in me. I permit it to operate in me. And I permit it to flow in me. We cannot be shaken and moved. Should not. Because God is immovable. God is not moved when anything happens in our lives, in the earth. He's not moved. He is God. We've got to come to terms with that God is really God. He alone is God. God meant every word that he allowed to be written and left for us. Our book of blueprints, the Bible, God meant every word he says. We've got to grab hold of faith and grab hold of his promises, grab hold of his word. Help, I'm in a battle. What's in your hands? What's in your mouth? What's going on in your mind? Yes, you're in a battle. You're in a trial. You're in a time of testing. But what are you doing at this time? What are you thinking at this time? God wants to speak to us, I believe, today and remind us always. We've got the word, but he wants to remind us because sometimes, have you ever experienced where the battle is so great? Honestly, if we're honest, our minds are all over the place. Or if we're honest, the enemy is playing a record player in our minds. He's trying to interject his thoughts. He got it on recording. He got it on repeat. But I come today in the name of Jesus to break every lie of the enemy, to break every recording of the enemy, to break every record on replay, repeat that he has spoken over our lives. I come today with the word of God to break his lie like Jesus did. Jesus, the book of James tells us, submit yourself therefore unto God. Resist the enemy. I've come today to help you resist with the word. I've come today to put you in remembrance of the word, that it would break what the enemy is trying to cause you to focus on. It would break your eyes where they're looking at what he's pointing out to you. It would break the distractions. It would break this off of our lives. And that we would be reminded, wait a second, sometimes you see in movies or cartoons that they have people encounter things and they become like zombie-like, can't think, can't function. They begin to repeat what the enemy is saying. I've come in the name of Jesus today with the word of God to break these things off of our minds and hearts so that once again we will peer into, look into, dig into the word of God. What does the Lord have to say about the situation I'm in? What does the word of God have to say about what I'm experiencing, going through? What does the word of the Lord have to say? There's so much in the Bible that can be of an encouragement. The word strengthens us. The word strengthens us. The word stabilizes us. We might be rocky. We might be shaky. But listen, when we get injections of the word of God, when we get injections of the scripture in our heart, it causes strength to arise. Come on, it causes strength to arise. We rise up in the strength of God. We rise up in the power of God. We rise up in the anointing of God. And that is what God wants us to do today. Let me go to a scripture right quick. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit of God. I thank you that when we cry out, help God, I'm in a battle, help us to remember the helper lives inside of the believer. The helper lives inside of the Christ follower because you, Father, have given us your Holy Spirit to be in us, to live in us, to lead us, to guide us, to cause us to be reminded of the truth of the word of God that we've hidden in our heart. And so today we bless you. Feed us from your word today. Give us your nuggets of life. Give us your nuggets of hope. Give us your nuggets of power today. I pray and I ask for myself especially and for everyone listening today, saved and unsaved, because you want to save those that do not know you, Father, but you cause them to turn in today. Let their hearts be stirred. Let their minds be stirred. Let them grab hold and reach for this word. Let those that aren't saved desire to be saved. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. We're going to take a look at the book of Judges. We're going to take a look at the book of Judges. 7 and 9. Give me a moment. I'm flipping to. Let's look in the book of Judges really quick. Our time goes so quickly, but we thank God for every moment of it. Okay, let's look at Judges. Chapter 7 and verse 1 and 2. And then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, that's another name for Gideon, so Jerubbaal, that's Gideon's name, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod. So the host of the Midianites were on the north, on the side by the hill of Moriah in the valley, of Morah in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hands. It's too many folks. I want to give you the victory in this battle. Isn't that something? Help, I'm in a battle. Guess what? God want to give you the victory in that thing. It's a numerous battle could be. Could be a battle at work. Could be a battle with the children. Could be a battle in the marriage. Could be a battle in the ministry. Help, I'm in a battle. It could be any kind of battle. Any kind of battle. Battle in the court system. But the thing about it that I want to put you in remembrance today, the Lord want to give you the victory. That's what the Lord said. He came to Gideon and he said, you got too many people with you. Got too many folks around you. I want to give you the victory. I want to give them into your hands. He said, but it's too many folks around you, lest Israel gets prideful. Lest Israel begins to boast and say, oh, we saved ourselves. Isn't that a challenge today? It's interesting that the Lord points out what we do, the very thing that we do. The challenge with help I'm in a battle is that many times we are trying to win the battle in our own strength. That is a challenge. Many times, help I'm in a battle, the last thing we do is cry out to God. The first thing we do is try to use our intellect, our reasoning, our abilities. We try to do it in our own strength, but God say, I want to give you victory. I want to give them into your hands. I want to give the court case into your hands. I want to give you what you need. But I need to know that you will let me be God in the matter. That you won't boast. That you won't say, I did it myself. I did it my way. I pulled myself up by my own bootstraps. The Lord said, verse 2, Judges chapter 7, verse 2, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with you, there are too many to give them to you. He said, Israel might lift themselves up in pride and boasting and say, my own hand saved me. He said, now there go forth proclaim in the ears of the people saying, tell these people around you, whoever is fearful and afraid, at the core, let them go home, let them return, let them depart from the Mount of Gilead, and there's no repercussions. You know you're fearful, you know you're afraid, go home. So 22,000 men left, that left them with 10,000. And the Lord said to Gideon, further, the people are still, yet it's too many. 10,000 is too many. They still will get puffed up. They'll get lifted up. They'll say, I did it. God say, I want to give you the victory. I want to give your enemy into your hands. I want to give your court case. I want to turn the situation around. I, God, want to be glorified. The Lord said, verse 4, there's too many people. Take them down. Bring them down to the water. I'm going to try them for you. I'm going to test out this 10,000. I'm going to determine who will go with you and who will not. God say, God is all in the midst of this thing. And may I say that he's in the midst of you and I and our situations. God is in the midst of it. God wants to make the determination. God wants to give you the victorious outcome. Help, I'm in a battle. Well, will you let the helper, the Holy Spirit, that is very God, help you? Gideon had to be willing to be helped. We cry out, help, I'm in a battle. Help, I'm in a trial. Help, I'm in the fire. Help, I'm in the lion's den. Well, will you let God be God through you in this situation? Will you allow? The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. God is a gentleman. He gave us our free will that we would in turn come back like Jesus and say, nevertheless, not my will, thy will. Surrender our will to him. Allow him to be God. Allow him to lead. Allow him to teach. Allow him to instruct. So let's see, verse 4. Go down to bring him to the water. I'm going to determine who goes with you. I'm going to determine who does not go with you. So Gideon obeyed. Let's just stop. Verse 5. So he brought down the people to the water. Let's just stop there and pause. Gideon obeyed. He did it exactly like God said. Isn't that a challenge for us? To do it exactly like God said. To simply be willing and obedient like the scripture instructs us. It's so important to obey God. Obey the word of the Lord. Obey the instructions of God. To obey God. It's important. God help us to obey you. Let me just pray that right now. God help us to obey you. When we hear and receive your instructions, God help us to obey you. Gideon brought the people down, verse 5, like the Lord told him to do it. And the Lord said to Gideon, so you notice when Gideon obeyed God, obeyed that first instruction, God had more to say. Let's think back personally. Did we obey the first instruction yet? When we do, God has more to say. God has more instructions. God is going to bring us out. God is going to give us a strategy. But we've got to listen to him. We've got to obey him. We've got to follow his instructions. We've got to do it God's way. We got to do what God says. Verse 5, still he brought the people, and the Lord said to Gideon, everyone that laps the water with their tongues like a dog, set those aside. Everyone that bows on his knees to drinks, get all the way down, is on his knees. Don't lap like a dog with his head in the water, but is on his knees. He's drinking, but he's still alert in it, watchful in it. Watch and pray while he's drinking the water. Set those aside. And the number that lapped, putting their hand to their mouths, were 300 men. And the rest bowed down on their knees to drink water. The Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men, God get to call the shots. Hello? Help, I'm in a battle. But do you realize God get to call the shots? And that is so challenging for our flesh. But God, I pray, help us in the name of Jesus. Empower and strengthen us to crucify our flesh like you instructed us. That's another instruction. Crucify our flesh. Put our flesh to death. Be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The Lord said unto Gideon, verse 7, by the 300 men that lapped, I'm going to use them. I'll save you by the 300. I will deliver the Midianites into your hands and let all the other people, let all the 9,700 go home. Go home. God don't need, he can save us by himself. God don't need a whole bunch of people to save us. God don't need a whole bunch of people around us, surrounding us, in our ear, saying something other than what God said to save us. He is God. His hand is not short, the scripture says, to save. His hand is mighty. His hand is powerful. We can fall into the mighty hands of God and be saved and be delivered today. The hand of the Lord is not short to save and deliver you, to deliver and save your soul if you're not saved and you're listening.
to deliver us out of calamity if we are saved and born again believers, Christ followers, Christ beings, kingdom citizens. His hand is not too short to save you. His hand is not too short to save your child that you're praying for. His hand is not to save and deliver wayward spouse. His hand is not short to save, but we've got to follow the instructions of the Lord. We've got to inquire of the Lord, and then we've got to follow what he says. We've got to do it his way. Do the word. Speak and declare the word, but then don't stop there. Be doers of the word. Follow, do what God tells us to do. And it came to pass, God says, let the other people go home. Verse 8, so the people took food in their hand, their trumpets, and he sent the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, sent him back home, and he retained, he kept those 300 that God had determined, that God said, I'll use to give the Midianites in your hands. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass, verse 9, the same night that the Lord said to him, same night God has given him instructions, he's followed them, they're ready and waiting for the next instructions. Here comes the word of the Lord. God said to him, Gideon, arise, get down to the host, for I have delivered it into your hands. Isn't God awesome? Listen, I want to say this. Before the battle began, before the battle you and I are in began, here comes the word of the Lord. I have delivered the enemy into your hands. The battle hasn't even started yet. But here is our God that goes before us, that goes behind us. He's already declared victory. He's already declared, he's already declared that we have won. Verse Judges verse 7, verse chapter 9, Judges chapter 7, verse 9. God said, for I have delivered it into your hand. Before you shoot the first arrow, before you take the first strike, I've delivered it into your hand. Praise our God. Praise the God that we serve, that has already declared victory in our situation. This is a time of rejoicing. And Gideon again obeys the Lord, and he went down. God said, so let me go, because my time is ticking. And okay, so Gideon, verse 10, but if you are afraid to go down, go take Purah with you. Take your servant down to the host, and you shall hear what they say. And afterward, your hand is going to be strengthened to go down to the host. God said, when you hear what they're saying, oh, you're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Where I told you I've delivered in your hand, oh, you're going to believe me. You're going to be strengthened and empowered with the strength that comes from God himself. I pray today that you and I, we are strengthened. We receive strength from this scripture. God, give us, we receive your strength today. Let each of us, as we hear the word of God shared over this broadcast, be strengthened today to understand that God has already given me the victory, to understand that God has declared I will be strengthened. So they went down. He took Purah, his servant, to the outside where the armed men were, the Midianite host, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east lay along the valley. One second, I was turning my page. They looked like grasshoppers for the multitude. It was so many of them. And remember, Gideon started with 32,000, and God shaved him down to 300. And he looks and he sees these men, these warriors, these fighters, the enemy. They look like grasshoppers multiplied for the multitude, and their camels were without number. Oh my gosh, the odds look not in my favor. The odds look not in your favor. But if God be God, I declare today, let's serve him. If God be God, I declare today, let's believe his word. Let's grab hold of him. If God be God today, let us be strengthened in our faith. And the camels were without number, and the sand, they looked like sand by the sea for the multitude of camels, for the multitude of warriors. And when Gideon came, behold, it was told him, here comes one of the Midianites sharing a dream to one of his fellow Midianites. And he said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and in the dream there was a cake of barley bread, and the cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of the Midianite army, and it came into the tent, and it smote it so that the whole tent fell, and it overturned the tent, and the tent lay like knocked down flat. And the fellow Midianite said, "This dream is nothing, but the interpretation is that this is the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand God has delivered the Midianites and all the hosts." And so it was that when Gideon heard the dream, Gideon heard the interpretation, that he worshiped God, and he returned to the host of Israel and said, "Arise." He was strengthened just like God said. May you and I be strengthened like God said. Gideon declared, "Arise. The Lord has delivered into your hand the host of Midian. And he divided his 300, and you know the rest. He put a trumpet in every man's hand. He put empty pitchers in their hand. He put lamps in the pitchers. He used the strategy that God gave him. I pray my time is up, but I pray today that you're strengthened, you're encouraged. And I pray in your particular situation that you would use the strategy God gives you, that you would be victorious today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen."
I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.